In the previous episode, we started to discuss the great fallacy being forced upon the masses. Anti-Zionism equates to anti-Semitism. We briefly discussed the concept of anti-Semitism as being the hostility towards, prejudice or discrimination against Jews as a religious, ethnic, or racial group. We also defined anti-Zionism as the opposition to the creation of the illegitimate Zionist apartheid settler colonial state of Israel at the hands of foreign imperialist powers over a land which they did not own, and the opposition to the continued illegitimate and illegal existence of a settler colonial apartheid state built upon stolen and usurped land, which continues to expand its borders with no end in sight and has resulted in horrendous crimes against various religions and nations, namely the indigenous people of Palestine, and has caused massive regional instability and wars in the wider West Asian region. We listed the different positions that the anti-Zionist stance included, such as disagreeing with the policies of a rogue nation that doesn't adhere to established UN resolutions, disagreeing with the Zionist entity's treatment of Palestinian civilians and the hundreds of thousands of lives lost in the name of political and religious Zionism through genocide and wars, opposing the unending oppression, injustice, and corruption at the hands of the Zionists, opposing the Zionist ethnic cleansing of an ancient indigenous population, disagreeing with the illegitimate Zionist state's unbending drive towards illegal territorial expansion and the necessary structural and physical violence it has to employ to achieve its goals. But this isn't where the anti-Zionist position ends, because the anti-Zionist position further includes standing up to the stealing and usurping of a people's land, property, wealth, and right to self-determination and the desolation of an entire people. As professor with the College of Social Sciences and International Studies at the University of Exeter in the United Kingdom, director of the university's European Center for Palestine Studies, co-director of the Exeter Center for Ethno-Political Studies, and former senior lecturer at the Middle Eastern History Department and the Political Science Department of the University of Haifa, Ilan Pape writes, "From close to 1 million Palestinians, only around 150,000 remained in the newly created state. From 500 villages, only 100 remained undestroyed by the Zionist Israeli troops, and all major cities were emptied of most of their Palestinian residents. Those that remained became minority enclaves in the Jewish-dominated environment." As academic and author of Settler Colonialism and Conflict, Majid Shahidi writes, "Immediately after its inception as a settler colonial state, Israel pursued different policies to repress, marginalize, and immobilize the Palestinian community." As leading Palestinian intellectual and academic Yoshef Masad explains, "Zionism, the Israeli state's official settler colonial ideology, is by its very definition an inherently anti-Semitic ideology." As former speaker of the Israeli Knesset, Avraham Berg says, "It's hard to comprehend the humiliating experience of the despised Arab who must creep for hours along the pocked, blockaded roads assigned to him. One road for the occupier, one road for the occupied." And as United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in the Occupied Palestinian Territories, Richard Falk, has called Israeli policies in the occupied territories a crime against humanity, and has compared Israel's treatment of the Palestinians to the Nazi treatment of the Jews. Falk has said, "I think the Palestinians stand out as the most victimized people in the world." Opposing the existence of an illegal settler colonialism misadventure. The characterization of Zionism as colonialism has been described by, among others, Nur Masalha, Gershon Shafir, Michael Pryor, Ilan Pape, and Baruch Kimmerling. Furthermore, Ilan Pape equates Zionism with settler colonialism, where the Zionist colonizers are removing the indigenous people in order to make room for themselves at the expense of the indigenous population. And finally, academic and writer Majid Shahidi writes, "The war on Palestine and the creation of the Israeli settler colonial state in 1948 led to the displacement and disposition of the Palestinian native society and to the destruction of Palestinian cities and villages." Opposing an apartheid racial state. Founder and co-editor of MondoWeiss.net, Philip Weiss, says, Let us be clear, this is what Jewish democracy has produced, a right-wing society that has no problem with apartheid. And as U.S. Representative Betty McCollum says, the world has a name for the form of government that's codified in the nation-state law. It's called apartheid. And as Noam Chomsky says, in the occupied territories, what Israel is doing is much worse than apartheid. To call it apartheid is a gift to Israel. At least if by apartheid you mean South African-style apartheid, what's happening in the occupied territories is much worse. And as Rabbi and President of the U.S. Middle East Project Henry Siegman says, Israel has crossed the threshold from the only democracy in the Middle East to the only apartheid regime in the Western world. Opposing the prejudiced ethnocentric racism against the Muslim and Christian Palestinians who are themselves a Semitic people. As researcher and academic Barnaby Rain says, Israel is a country today premised on ethno-religious discrimination. And as writer and Auschwitz survivor Primo Levi says, everyone has their Jews. For the Israelis, they are the Palestinians. Israeli Jewish humanist Witold Yadlitsky explains how his experience of persecution as a Jew led him to oppose Zionism, saying, I am a Polish Jew and a former Nazi prisoner. I went through some of the worst experiences of the Holocaust. My quiet, salient memory of those times is the memory of popular anti-Semitism in Eastern Europe. Some typical expressions of this popular anti-Semitism were, for instance, the stories of Jewish mentality, such as expressions like the Jew, or the Jew is the fellow you cannot trust, or the Jew understands only the language of money, or the Jew only understands the language of force. All these things I hear again and again in this country, Israel, with the exception that this is not in Polish, but it is in Hebrew, and instead of the word Jew, the word Arab appears. The anti-Zionist stance doesn't end here, and in order to do justice, we need to detail a few more anti-Zionist positions in order to make the world realize that the anti-Zionist position is a universal and humanitarian position. We're going full steam ahead, exposing the great fallacy of our modern era, so don't miss our final episode where we conclusively show you the stark difference between anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism.